Welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for being here today. My name is Kathy Cruzy, and I serve as the Chief Executive Officer of St. Joseph Regional Health Center. As we begin today, I would like to first ask Sister Penny Dunn to come forward and help us begin a reflection.
Thank you, Kathy. Speaking to the crowds gathered in St. Peter's Square on March 5th of this year, Pope Francis said, and I quote, "When the elders of our society are not honored, there is no future for the young. Attention for the elders is what makes the difference within a society," end of quote. So today we gather to recognize the importance of wellness to keep our senior population productive and useful. One of the most precious gifts that they give us is their maturity and their wisdom, and they are the guardians of our traditions and our memories. And so we pray. Heavenly Father, today we embark on a unique path, one that offers our senior population holistic care to advance their desire for adventure and purpose, fruitfulness and meaning through an active lifestyle. We thank you, Father, for the gifts they give to guide the young people of today, the gifts of good judgment, knowledge of counsel, understanding and prudence. We pray for the children of today, that as their parents age, may they patiently care for them as they had once been cared for. So journey with us, Lord, as St. Joseph's and Texas A&M Health Science Center partner in a common mission to support the overall health and wellness of our community. For this we pray. Amen.
And thank you again to everyone for taking time out of your busy schedules to join us. I believe we have several special guests with us that I'd like to take a moment to introduce. I see that we have Judge Peters over here. We have George Nelson and Caroline McDonald from our Board of Trustees. Thank you for being here. Royce Hickman from the Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for being here. And we also have Julian from Representative Cassell's office. So thank you for being here. And did I miss anyone else? All right. Thank you. I'm here today to share with you an announcement about an exciting partnership between St. Joseph Health System and Texas A&M Health Science Center. Together, we are going to change healthcare for seniors in our community and quite possibly throughout the state. As we know, the baby boomer population is aging. This group makes up more than 78 million Americans, with the oldest of them now hitting retirement age. And as we age, we naturally have an increased need for medical care. When we look at patients at St. Joseph and across the country, we see those over the age of 65 visiting the physician office more frequently, being prescribed more medications, and requiring more hospital stays than those under age 65. We also know that 60% of baby boomers have been diagnosed with at least one chronic health condition, such as arthritis, diabetes, heart disease, or hypertension. To manage conditions such as these, we must make sure to have regular health checkups, take the necessary prescriptions, and often make dietary changes. Now, let me just ask you this. How many of you here today fall into what we consider retirement age? Now, you don't have to raise your hand, but also think about this. When you hit retirement age, did your mindset also flip a switch? Or were you basically still the same person you were at age 64? And when you received your AARP card in the mail, did you look at the address assuming it was sent to the wrong person? I think we've all heard the sayings, 65 is the new 55, 55 is the new 45. The point is, age is, in large part, a mindset. It's how we deal with the process and the quality of life we establish for ourselves that makes the real difference. As a health system committed to caring for the whole person in mind, body, and spirit, St. Joseph and Texas A&M Health Science Center have partnered to do just that. Today, I am pleased to announce plans to build what we are calling the Mature Well Lifestyle Center. And Dr. Parsi and Sister Penny, we'll have the boards in the back. All right. This center will be the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley, and we believe in the state of Texas. It will be a two-story, 23,000-square-foot center devoted entirely to the specialized needs of those aged 65 and over. We are building this center on the campus of Atlas Texas Development, right here near Traditions Club. As Spencer Clements will discuss in a few minutes, this area is being developed to cater to our seniors and business professionals through several lifestyle amenities. The Mature Well Lifestyle Center has been a vision for some time of the St. Joseph Board of Trustees, leadership team, physicians, and counterparts within our community and Texas A&M Health Science Center. And the name really describes it all. This center is designed for us. As we mature, our personal needs, wants, and goals change. As we mature, we want to stay well. And how we define well may be different than we did when we were 30, 40, or even in our early 50s. As we mature, we want a certain lifestyle. We want to be active with our spouse, our children, our friends, coworkers, and community. We want to actively manage our health and the conditions we may face. Most importantly, we want to live and live actively. As we mature, our expectations change. We often look for convenience and simplicity. I don't know about you, but I know my expectations have grown over the years, and I have certain expectations when it comes to going to the store, a restaurant, or even my physician. I want it to be easy. Time is precious, and I want to maximize it. The Mature Well Lifestyle Center is designed with all of that in mind. It will be a one-stop shop, so to speak, for seniors who want to manage their chronic conditions like arthritis, stay well, and lead active lifestyles, and most importantly, share these experiences with healthcare providers who understand them, as well as other patients and community members who are in the same stage of life. Our plan is to break ground later this fall on the Mature Well Lifestyle Center. The center will offer experts in senior care, along with amenities and services tailored to meet the needs of a maturing individual. I'll let Dr. Kia Parsi, our Medical Director for Senior Services at St. Joseph, talk more about the specific offerings later. However, first, I'd like to invite Dr. Brett Girard, MD, CEO of Texas A&M Health Science Center, to discuss further what this partnership will mean in terms of changing the way we care for seniors.
Thank you so much, and it's a great pleasure to be here on this beautiful day. We at the Texas A&M Health Science Center have a brand new strategic plan, and that strategic plan really calls for our commitment to improve the quality of life of people locally, nationally, and globally. And I could not be more excited to breathe life into that strategic plan with our long-term partner, St. Joseph, on this very, very important priority project for us. Literally almost the moment I became CEO, we started talking about this project, and I could not be more excited about it, not only because of the need of the elderly population, the senior, the retired population, but the Mature Well Lifestyle Center is really an interprofessional project. Although College of Medicine is going to be featured, it's a team sport, and it's as much about medical care avoidance as it is medical care delivery. We want people to live healthier lifestyles to maintain their quality of life, their interactions with their family. They really are truly the guardian of our memories and our traditions. So it's not just about physicians. And at the Health Science Center, we have the most comprehensive health science center in the state. So we want to bring our nursing professionals. And the modern nurses today are unbelievably well-trained, unbelievably well-qualified. I'm just going to brag about them a little bit. It takes a 3.93 grade point average to get into our nursing school these days. That's the quality of students we have. We have PharmD programs, Doctors of Pharmacy. We just expanded here. How many seniors are on multiple medications that would love to have a personalized Doctor of Pharmacy student working with them to make sure the dosages are just right, working with the physicians to make sure the medications are tailored to their need, not an average need, but their specific need? And what about public health? We have an entire school of public health, one of the top 25 in the country, that has a whole effort on geriatric public health. How do we keep people healthy? For example, how would it be if you had an application on your phone or a simple device that could predict when you're starting to become a little unstable? So you need to go to the doctor so you can avoid that fall, can avoid that hip injury before it happens. That's keeping people healthy. We're also bringing partners in engineering, because those devices to keep you healthy, to predict falls, to understand how an 80-year-old interacts with an iPad productively, these things all happen. So again, we want to deliver medical care, but we also want to avoid medical care by keeping people healthy. I also wanted to say that we are very excited at the Health Science Center, not only because of this program, but because of the growth of this area. As you know, we think this area, anchored by Traditions, by Atlas, by the Health Science Center, by the Vet School, a little bit to the east, is becoming a national center for innovation, the bio corridor, as we call it. You know that right across the street, we'll have a vaccine facility, that the first 50 million doses of vaccines will come to the American public right here in the bio corridor. So if there's a pandemic of flu, you're going to get a little Aggie in your arm when you go to the physician. We also have plans to expand the Health Science Center as part of this vibrant community. As you know, if we continue well during the legislature, we'll have a new research building. That'll be a multidisciplinary research building here. We're building new laboratories right now. We hope to bring student housing on our campus to create a living learning environment so that the students can interact 24 hours a day with our facilities, with our faculty, and the people in the community. So again, I am really privileged to be part of this with our partner at St. Joseph. They have been a wonderful partner throughout the decades with us. We feel very aligned because our missions are so similar. We feel privileged to care for those who can provide for themselves and who cannot provide for themselves. And we have all of our full support going forward. And I do want to acknowledge that the teams, this doesn't happen overnight, that we had a lot of people working very hard. Dr. Paul Ogden, the dean of the College of Medicine, and I see Dr. Leanne Ray, she's somewhere around here in the back, who spent really an enormous amount of time making sure that this was developed in the right way, because this is not just another program. This is special. It is leading not only in the region, in the state, and I do think nationally. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Girard. And now I'd like to introduce Dr. Kia Parsi. Dr. Parsi is a family medicine physician, and he serves as medical director for senior services at St. Joseph.
Thank you, Kathy. Hi. We are living in an exciting time of transition in healthcare. As a family physician who started working at the end of the 20th century, I can see acutely how we have made great strides in the treating of illness. But now, at the dawn of the 21st century, we are not only treating illness, but also focusing on maintaining and supporting our patients' health and wellness. Not just treating illness, but maintaining wellness. This focus is important for the rapidly growing and aging population in the U.S., and especially here in the Brazos Valley. Our population is growing in our community, and particularly among those individuals 65 years and older who either lived in the Brazos Valley all their lives or are now moving to the area because of the excellent retirement opportunities. Many of these individuals, as we just mentioned, have chronic conditions such as hypertension, high cholesterol, arthritis, and diabetes, just to name a few. But while these individuals may be dealing with what we in the medical community refer to as a chronic condition, they also have a need to keep themselves well and maintain a high quality of life. I think we can all identify that dichotomous situation in managing illness and being active and well. As Kathy mentioned, many of us here may be part of that demographic. But If not today, someday will be. The aging of our population will stretch the limits of healthcare and create opportunities of innovation in providing care to maintain vibrant, healthy, and active lives. Now today, we are doing just that right here in the Brazos Valley with the establishment of the Mature Well Lifestyle Center. We are bringing together Texas A&M Health Science Center, a world-renowned medical educational institution, and St. Joseph Health Systems, the Brazos Valley's leading health system, to create a unique and innovative wellness center for mature adults. Now, by its very term, wellness includes more than the traditional patient and physician relationship. Wellness implies all aspects of an individual, physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional. The Mature Well Lifestyle Center will be a centralized location to support these goals. It will be a holistic, multidisciplinary center, including medical practitioners specializing in geriatrics and elderly-related disease processes, in coordination with experts in lifestyle medicine, such as physical therapists, dietitians, occupational therapists, counselors, and other health-related specialists. The Mature Well Lifestyle Center will have a gym, educational classrooms, therapy facilities, and a pool on the first floor, and a second floor dedicated to a wide range of healthcare providers, as just mentioned, as well as diagnostics, including lab and chemistry and imaging studies. Now, since we are just beginning this journey, the vision of our program is to look at cutting-edge tools, technologies, and practices to help our mature individuals maintain a high quality of life. As a family physician who has a keen interest in the care of our senior population, I cannot express enough my excitement over the development of this center. We have never seen anything like it in our medical community or in the surrounding areas. I do believe we are revolutionizing the way we will care for seniors here in the Brazos Valley, and also setting the stage for a much larger conversation in how we effectively care for mature adults who want to be active, vibrant, and healthy as they age. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Parsi. And now I'd like to introduce Andy Slavin, who serves as the Executive Vice President for Park at Traditions, and that is a senior living community that will be constructed near the Atlas, Texas development.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Park Communities is very excited to be involved and included in this announcement. We have conceived and are in the process of developing a new senior living community proximate to the Health Science Center in Traditions, and are exceptionally excited about the collaboration between St. Joseph's and the Health Science Center. We've worked with representatives of St. Joseph's and the Health Science Center, along with our partners at Traditions, for several years now in anticipation of this. And our community will be uniquely located, both physically and programmatically, to take advantage of this new partnership between St. Joseph's and the Health Science Center. We, in fact, will collaborate with St. Joseph's and the Health Science Center and the Mature Well community to offer enhancements to our residents' lifestyles. Park has a tradition of ladies and gentlemen serving ladies and gentlemen in our communities. We have a hospitality-enriched service model. Our mission is to provide exceptional senior living to our residents. And this collaboration with the Health Science Center and with the HSC in the Mature Well facility will enhance our ability to do that. Park has been an early adopter over the years of innovations in senior living lifestyle enhancements. Examples of that include cognitive fitness initiatives, balance training, these areas that enhance and enable our residents to live a higher quality lifestyle. This initiative, this partnership between the HSC and St. Joseph's will enable us to further enhance the lifestyle opportunities, the improvement for lifestyle for our residents. And for that, we are very excited and we look forward to this with great anticipation. We do believe that this collaboration is unique in the senior living space. It is noteworthy and it is something that we're very excited to be a part of. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. And now I'd like to invite Spencer Clements, principal for the Traditions Club and Community, to come forward.
Thank you, Kathy. Wow, what a day. Andy, you're a great speaker, but you could not compete with the hummingbird and the mockingbird right behind you. Did anybody see that? It's like we ordered it up, and it's our robotic hummingbird back here, and somebody's flying it with a drone, but what a beautiful, beautiful day. So again, thank you. And on behalf of my partners who are not here and those who are, Peter Curry, Mike Roop, David Seegers, the Huddleston family, welcome to Traditions Club. And also on behalf of our City of Bryan partners, and so we have representatives of Bryan here as well, and certainly appreciate you coming out. Today's Mature Well Lifestyle Center announcement is a big step forward for our community. I want to welcome St. Joseph Health System and the Texas A&M Health Science Center, our neighbor to the west, to Atlas Town Center, to our Atlas, Texas development. Now, Atlas, what is Atlas? We have a lot of people asking, what is Atlas and what are we doing out here? Well, Atlas is simply the commercial component to Traditions Community. It is approximately 200 acres in size. It's located in both Bryan and College Station. And it's a commercial master plan community that emphasizes wellness with an extensive trail and park network. Now, we're attracting a variety of users that are pioneering new approaches like this one, new methodologies, new technologies, and new therapies. We believe these users will benefit from a highly collaborative and innovative environment. Now, MatureWell is a fantastic fit in our town center component of our development, which, again, we're calling Atlas, Texas. And MatureWell will be located just down the street from the Stella Hotel, which is also a component of our town center. Now, I really like the name MatureWell. I don't know who came up with that, but that's a fantastic name. We want to attract people and companies that do things well. We're not about average. We're not looking for average. We want those pioneer spirits to remind us what Texas is all about. So Atlas is a place where you will be able to work well, live well, manufacture well, grow well, play well, shop well, eat well, sleep well, and, of course, mature well. Now, I may have gone to the well once too often with that, but I think you get my point. Now, I have a couple of special thank yous here, and I can thank a number of people, but I really want to thank Donovan French of St. Joseph for leading the charge on this effort. Donovan, it's been a pleasure, classy and cordial at all times, and I appreciate that very much. I also like to thank again Dr. Leanne Ray, who's standing anonymously in the back. But you grasp the vision of MatureWell and its collaborative approach with Park and Traditions right off the bat, and I appreciate that very much. So once again, welcome to Traditions Club and welcome to Atlas. Thank you.
Well, that concludes our program for today. Thank you very much for joining us to share in this very exciting announcement, and we will be sure to keep you updated as we break ground this fall.